I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 70% of Nigerians live below the poverty line, so buying a Bible can cost up to 2 months' salary for Nigerian believers. And that's why Christian Resources International recently built a distribution center. They'll use it to give Bibles and other Christian books to believers. CRI's Executive Director Jason Wolford says a lot of groups are actually pulling out of Nigeria because of the violence from Boko Haram terrorists. But the persecution makes it even more important for Christians to have a Bible.
When you're looking at being under attack, what are you going to do as a believer if you don't have God's word, if you don't know what God is telling you?
Want to help? Check out our featured links. Next, the Voice of the Martyr says it seems that Afghanistan is refusing visas for foreign workers with several international organizations. Although it's unconfirmed, it appears that new policies are in the works to drastically reduce the number of foreign workers. VOM warns that if this happens, it'll cripple the work being done there. So please, pray for a quick resolution to this issue. There are many groups acting as the hands and feet of Christ during a critical period of post-war Afghanistan. And there's a new human trafficking trend emerging in Nepal. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says
women and children are being used in their own country now instead of being sold across borders.
To combat this growing problem, Vision Beyond Borders is building a safe house in Nepal.
The plan is we'll get them out, and then we'll disciple them and minister them, and we'll teach them other things that they can learn how to do, like cutting hair.
They need you to get involved.
It's important for people to know what's going on. And so we're trying to get the word out. We need people to help us talk about this and bring it to the forefront.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.